由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you joined us today.
亲爱的朋友，你好，好高兴你今日能够收听我哋嘅节目。
We are continuing in a series of messages on the fruit of the Spirit.
我哋咧系继续喺度学习圣灵嘅果子呢一个嘅系列信息嘅。
And I want to begin today by telling you that if you go to the bookstore looking for a book on patience, you will have a hard time finding one.
首先让我告诉你，如果你去书店想找一本是关于忍耐的书，你会发觉是很困难的。
I tried to find some help somewhere on this subject, but I could not find a book on patience.
我曾经是试过去寻找一些关于这个主题的参考资料，但是我找不到一本是有关忍耐的书的。
I have a very good idea why.
我好清楚知道呢个背后嘅原因究竟系乜嘢。
Here's my conclusion.
我嘅睇法系咁样样嘅。
Very few authors feel qualified to discuss a subject, including myself.
因为冇乜边个作者系认为自己有资格去讨论呢个题目，包括我自己在内。
And very few people can develop, let alone maintain, patience.
而且呢亦都冇咩人能够进一步去培养耐心，能够呢维持基本嘅忍耐呢，其实已经係好好㗎啦。
Because of all the technological advances and the fast pace in which we live today, patience is irrelevant.
因为喺我哋今日所处嘅呢一个时代，所有先进嘅科技同埋急速嘅生活节奏，似乎都係同忍耐冇乜关系嘅。
Under these conditions, there are no publishers that would want to publish a book on patience because he knows he will not sell it.
在这种情况底下，没有出版商愿意出版一本关于忍耐的书，因为他知道这样做是一定会蚀本的。
Here is the real problem.
以下下来我要讲出真正的问题。
Please listen to me very carefully because I want to speak from personal experience.
请仔细听我讲，因为我是根据自己亲身的经验去讲的。
Many Christians are wanting to live the Christian life in the fast lane.
很多的基督徒都希望能够加速地去活出基督的生命。
Not only that, but they bring their impatience to the faith.
不单止是这样，他们的信心也都是缺乏了忍耐的。
We bring it into our lives just as the world does.
我哋就好似世界上边嘅人一样，生活里边欠缺咗忍耐。
So we want instant prayer answers.
所以咧，我哋系好中意一啲速成嘅祷告嘅。
And instant holiness.
系一啲好急速咁样系去成圣嘅方法。
And instant worship and instant sermon.
系好急速嘅崇拜，系好速成嘅讲道。
Now, let me tell you at the outset, I am not an expert on the subject of patience.
让我一开始就声明，我并不是谈论忍耐的专家来的。
I have some experience with it, but I'm not an expert.
我有一些这方面的经验，但是绝对不是一个专家。
I often try to remind myself that it took Noah 6 months to find a parking space for his ark.
我成日都提醒自己，挪亚用了6个月的时间来去寻找一个能够停放方舟的地方。
In fact, let me tell you about a minister who used to live in Southern California in the United States a number of years ago.
让我讲一件事俾你听啊！有一位嘅牧师咧，喺好几年前，佢系住喺美国嘅南加州嘅。
He was speaking at all day conference.
有一次，佢要喺一个全日举行嘅会议里边咧去讲道。
And he was running late because his alarm had failed to ring.
嗰朝嘅早晨，因为闹钟冇响到，佢咧已经系好迟啦。
In his haste to make for lost time, he cut himself shaving.
为咗赶时间咧，佢好匆忙咁去剃须，就喺呢个时候咧，佢割伤咗自己啦。
Then he found his shirt was not ironed.
后嚟佢又发现佢嘅恤衫咧系冇好好咁样烫平嘅。
And to make matters worse, he was running to his car. He noticed that the tire was flat.
更加麻烦嘅咧就系，当佢好匆忙咁样跑去自己嘅汽车嘅时候咧，佢就发现原来个胎咧亦都系已经漏咗气啦。
Disgusted and by this time thoroughly distraught, the minister finally got underway with sudden burst of speed.
佢当时咧好嬲，好急躁，后屘咧终于系可以开车出发啦。佢一路咧喺路上加速，希望咧可以尽快赶去会场。
Racing through town, he did not notice the stop sign and he rushed through it.
当佢开车穿过城市嘅时候，冇注意到路边有一个停嘅路牌，就直接冲过去啦。
As fate would have it, there was a policeman nearby.
咁啱咧，就有一个警察喺附近。
And within seconds of running the stop sign,He had this screaming siren after him.
就喺冲过咗呢个嘅停嘅路牌几秒之后咧，佢就听到警笛咧喺后边响起啦。
The agitated minister stopped the car, jumped out, and he yelled at the policeman.
呢一个心烦气躁嘅牧师停咗架车，跳咗落嚟，就对住警员咧好大声咁讲啦。
Go ahead and give me a ticket. Everything else is going wrong today.
快啲俾嗰张罚款嘅告票我啦！今日我头头碰着黑啊！
The policeman walked up to him quietly and said,
嗰个警员就好平静咁行到佢面前，对佢讲啦。
Sir, I used to have days like this before I became a Christian.
佢话：先生，喺成为基督徒之前，我都系好似你而家咁样嘅。
Needless to say, the minister was embarrassed.
唔使多讲啦，这个牧师当时就真系觉得好羞愧啦。
Please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
请仔细听我跟住要讲嘅。
If Satan can sap your strength in the skirmishes of life, he doesn't have to fight the big battles.
如果撒旦可以喺你嘅人生一次好小嘅冲突里边就消耗咗你嘅力量，咁佢唔需要打一场大规模嘅战争啦。
If Satan gets you on the little things of life, he has already defeated you in your spiritual battlefield.
如果撒旦可以在一些小事上面去击败你，在属灵的战场上，他已经将你打败了。
When Satan succeeds in getting the little foxes under your spiritual fence,
当撒旦在你属灵的篱笆里面放了一只的小狐狸，
He knows that he has already destroyed the vine.
他知道他已经摧毁了整个的葡萄园了。
And that is why it is very important to understand what the Bible says about patience.
所以理解圣经里面所讲的忍耐是几咁重要呢？
Now we use the word like everything else out of context for different reasons to suit ourselves.
我们时时都为了附和自己的情况而断章取义地用这个词语，就好像其他的词语一样。
But we must understand what the scripture said.
但是我们一定要理解忍耐这个词语在圣经里面的含义。
What does the word of God mean by patience in the Bible?
神在圣经里面所讲的忍耐究竟是什么一回事呢？
The Greek word is a word that is made of two words.
在希腊文里面这个词是由两个字组成的。
It joins the word anger with the word slow.
是由愤怒和缓慢这两个词组合而成的。
Or joins anger with long.
又或者是由愤怒和长久这两个词组合而成的。
In other words, half of the Greek word for patience means anger.
换句话来讲，忍耐这个词在希腊文里面 一半是愤怒的意思。
And the other half means long or slow.
而另一半呢，就是代表长久或者是缓慢的意思了。
Exodus tells us that slowness to anger is one of God's characteristics.
出埃及记告诉我们听，有忍耐不轻易发怒，这个呢，是神的一个属性来的。
Exodus 34:6 tells us.
出埃及记的34章6节那里这样讲。
That God is slow to anger, abiding in love and faithfulness.
他说神不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
The Bible speaks about the anger of God.
圣经记载了神所发的怒气。
I need to explain this very carefully.
我呢需要很仔细地去解释这一点。
I want you to listen and I don't want you to misunderstand me.
请你留心听我的讲解，我不想呢你误解了我的意思的。
There are some people who don't believe that God can be angry.
有一些人他们不相信神是会发怒的。
And they want to eliminate this word from biblical vocabulary.
他们想将发怒这个词语从圣经里面删除。
They don't want to speak about the anger of God or the wrath of God or the justice of God.
他们不想去谈论神的愤怒、神的震怒和神的审判。
They do so out of ignorance of what it really means.
他们这样做是因为他们对愤怒真正的含义是很无知的。
Because people think about anger as they have experienced it in life.
因为很多人他们去理解愤怒就好像他们在自己生活里面所经历的一样。
Whether at home, from their parents or at school from their teachers.
好像在屋企里面他们看到父母发怒，又或者在学校里面看见老师发怒一样。
This is how they think that God gets angry.
他们对于神的愤怒都是有这样的理解的。
Their experience of anger is one of vindictiveness and flying off the handle.
他们所经历的愤怒很多时都是一种报复性的或者是失控的愤怒。
And they think, surely, this is not how God reacts.
他们认为神一定是不会这样去反应的。
They are right and they are wrong.
他们这样的理解是对了一半，但是都错了一半。
That's not the anger of God.
这个当然不是神的愤怒了。
But you must understand that God's anger and the slowness of his anger is inexorably linked to his love.
但是你一定要去明白，神的愤怒以及神不轻易发怒的特性是跟他的慈爱有很紧密的关系的。
There are two sides of the same coin.
就好像一个硬币的两个面一样。
Let me explain.
让我来解释一下。
Because God loves humanity that he had created.
因为神爱他所创造的人。
His anger is directed toward anyone or anything that mars his masterpiece.
神的愤怒是指向那些损坏他精心创造的任何一个人或者事物上面的。
It is God's love that caused him to pour his wrath upon his son on the cross.
因为神的慈爱才让他将震怒发在十字架的独生子身上。
It is because of his love that he is angered at sin.
因为神爱我们，所以他将愤怒是发在罪恶上面。
It is because of his love that he is angry over Satan.
因为他爱我们，所以他对撒旦去发怒。
It is because of his love that his anger will be manifested one day.
因为他爱我们，所以有一天他的愤怒会完全彰显出来。
To emphasize the love of God and deny his anger and wrath and justice.
如果你只是强调神的爱而否定了他的愤怒和审判，
You will have an image of a God who is weak and lazy and could not be bothered with sin.
那在你的心目中，神就是一位懦弱、懒惰、对罪毫不在乎的神了。
But that's not our God.
但是这个绝对不是我们的神。
On the other hand, to emphasize God's anger and judgment without understanding of his incredible love.
但是另一方面， 如果你只是强调神的震怒和审判，却是不明白神奇妙的爱，
You will have an image of a God who is vindictive and vengeful.
那在你的心目中，神就是一位只是懂得报复的神。
And that's not our God.
这个也不是我们的神。
We all love to create a God that fits our fancy.
我们都喜欢去制造一个符合我们想象的神。
Instead of the true God of the Scripture.
但是却不是圣经里面的这一位真神。
And that is why some people behave and think and live like the unbelievers in society at large.
这个就是为什么有些人的行事为人、思考和生活的方式都好像社会上面那些非信徒一样。
Back in the days of Peter, people scoffed at the fact that Jesus did not return like he said.
在使徒彼得那个时代，很多人都嘲笑说耶稣不会照他所说的再回到世界上面。
And that is why Peter explains in 2 Peter 3:9.
所以呢，彼得就在彼得后书三章九节那里解释了。
That it is his patience that is keeping Jesus from coming back.
他说耶稣还未回来是因为他宽容我们。
Because when he comes back, the judgment which is the natural consequences of sin will be swift and final.
因为一旦他回来，审判就是犯罪的必然后果，一定会迅速执行，带来终局了。
Let us read together 2 Peter 3:9 and 10.
让我们一起来读一读彼得后书三章九至十节，是彼得后书三章九节，请大家听我读出。主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是耽言，其实不是耽言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
Let me tell you something else about the judgment of God that I don't want you to forget.
让我告诉你一些其他有关最后审判的事，请你不要忘记。
God's judgment will not be vindictive or capricious.
神的审判并不是报复，也不是任性的。
He will merely take away his restraining hand and all the natural consequences of sin and disobedience will pour out.
他只是拿开自己掌控的手，那个时候所有罪恶和悖逆的后果就会自然地显现出来了。
The judgment of God is not God sitting there and saying, I'm going to severely punish you.
神并不是坐在审判席上面说，我要重重地惩罚你，这个并不是神的审判。
The judgment of God is the natural consequences of sin.
神的审判是罪的必然后果。
The Bible talks about the Holy Spirit as a restrainer.
圣经说圣灵是管理者。
The judgment of God is based on the natural consequences of sin.
神的审判是基于罪的必然后果的。
The natural consequences of disobeying God.
是悖逆神的必然后果来的。
The natural consequences of ignoring God and refusing to listen to His voice.
是忽视神，拒绝听祂话语的必然后果。
Yes, there are earthquakes and shootings and floods and hurricanes where thousands of people die.
没错，很多人都是死于地震、火山爆发、洪水和飓风里面的。
But still, the restraining hand of God is still there.
但是神是依然掌管一切的。
In my personal opinion, the restraining hand of God is beginning to be taken away.
从我个人的观点来看，神正是逐渐拿开他掌管一切的手。
When the hand of God is pulled out after his believers are taken up to heaven, hell will come to earth.
当信徒被提到天上，神的手就会完全撤离，人间将会变成好像地狱一样。
If you have never committed your life to Jesus Christ, let this be the day.
如果你还未将你的生命交给主耶稣基督，就让今日成为这个特别的日子吧。
A day in which you accept Jesus Christ to be your Savior and escape from the judgment of God.
你接受了耶稣做你个人的救主之后，你就可以避免神的审判了。
I am glad that I will not be around on the day of judgment.
我很高兴在审判到了的那一天，我是不会在这里的。
The day when the restraining hand of God is taken away and people reap the consequences and pay the natural wages of sin.
那一天，神掌控一切的手是拿开了，那些人就开始自食恶果，为自己所犯的罪去付上代价。
Now let me get back to patience.
现在我们再翻翻去忍耐这个的话题。
Patience is dependent on how you deal with anger.
忍耐就是在于你怎样去处理你的愤怒。
There are some people who repress their anger because they think that all anger is always wrong.
有些人是一再去掩饰自己的愤怒，因为他们认为所有的愤怒都是错误的。
I have to laugh when somebody says, I am not angry about this.
当有些人说，我不会为了这件事而生气，听到这样，我就会忍不住笑。
I often reply to them, if you are not angry, why did you have to bring it up?
我时时都这样去回答他们，如果你真的不生气的话，那为什么你又要讲起这件事呢？
A better solution would be something like this.
要处理怒气，有一个更加好的办法是这样的。
You say, I'm angry right now, and let me tell you why.
你说，我真的很生气，让我告诉你听究竟是为什么呢？
Or in a few hours or a few days, I'll tell you why.
又或者你说，几个钟头或者几日之后，我才再告诉你听我生气的原因。
Repressing your anger or refusing to admit that it exists will not help you deal with it.
如果你去掩饰愤怒，又或者拒绝去承认愤怒，这个呢并不能够帮你去处理你自己的情绪的。
There are others who may not repress their anger, but they suppress it.
另外有一些人，可能他们呢是没有掩饰自己的怒气，不过呢他们就压抑自己的怒气。
The two are not the same.
这两者呢是并不一样的。
Presser will say that any anger of any kind for whatever reason is just not spiritual.
那些掩饰愤怒的人呢会说，任何的愤怒不理是什么原因引起的，都是不属灵的。
What is the reply to this statement?
我们应该怎样去回应这种的说法呢？
Listen to the word from the scripture.
请大家听一下圣经是怎样去回应的。
In Matthew 21:12,
在马太福音21:12，是马太福音21:12。
Jesus entered the temple area and drove all who were buying and selling there.
那里说，耶稣进了神的殿，赶出殿里一切做买卖的人。
He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves.
推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子。
Suppression of anger is always expressed in the pale face and the pinched lips and leaving quietly, never to return.
那些压抑愤怒的人呢，硬是黑口黑面，是咬紧他的嘴唇，一粒声都不出就离开，永远都不再回来。
Suppression of anger is when hurt, resentment, coldness, fury, and bitterness abound below the surface.
压抑的愤怒是在被伤害的时候，在他的外表之下，有怨恨、冷淡、发怒和苦毒在交织着。
The Bible chooses to use the word root with bitterness.
圣经呢，是用到毒根这个字眼来去形容心里面的苦毒。
Why?
为什么圣经会这样去形容呢？
Because the root is hidden, we cannot see it.
因为根是隐藏的，是外表看不见的。
There are so many people running around with hidden roots of bitterness, acting in all kinds of bizarre ways and finding themselves unable to have a spiritual life.
有很多人他们带着毒根四处去走动，外表看来呢，表现出各种的伪装，但是呢，都不能够拥有健康的属灵生命。
And the reason they don't know why is because the root of bitterness is hidden.
他们不明白为什么会是这样的，就是因为这个的毒根是隐藏的。
The tragedy is that these people think that it is not spiritual to be transparent.
更加悲哀的是，这些人认为诚实开放自己是不属灵的。
Openly deal with whatever it is that is eating them up.
他们认为公开地处理侵蚀他们内心的问题，这个做法是很不属灵的。
In fact, what the suppressors are doing is not spiritual.
但是实际上，压抑自己才是不属灵的。
Because you are destroying your health.
因为你正是在摧毁自己的健康。
Suppression and or repression can lead to depression.
压抑或者是掩饰自己的愤怒，只是会导致忧郁的。
And that is not what patience is.
这个不是真正的忍耐。
And that is not what the fruit of the Spirit is.
这个当然也都不是圣灵的果子了。
I've noticed that I have run out of time.
我留意到时间已经差不多了。
And next broadcast, we will continue talking about patience and anger.
在下次的节目里面，我们将会继续讨论忍耐和愤怒的问题。
I hope you will tune in.
希望你下次也都能够继续收听。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你。另外，如果你对今集的节目或者在读经的方面有任何的意见或者疑问，都欢迎你来信和我叶朗天分享。来信只要写电台所广播的通讯地址就可以了。好了，愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。